This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Mayor George Kritikos is the mayor of Clearwater, Florida, and he was kind enough to come on the show and say hello. Mr. Mayor, how are you today?
Hi, we're doing fine, Rich. How are y'all?
We're doing all right. I'm here with your neighbor, John Brazier. What kind of a neighbor is he, by the way? You have to call the cops on him quite a bit?
No, he's a good guy. We're in the same condo, and he's not having any wild parties. He hasn't disturbed me at all, so he can come down at any time.
That's good, because you are the commander-in-chief of the Clearwater Police Department, and
well,
I would imagine sick then.
I don't know that I would go that far, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
How many people are on the force, by the way? How many cops do you have in town?
We've got 150, a little more than 150.
I think I passed all of them driving back to the hotel last night at various speed traps along the way. But I was very good. I kept it right at the speed limit. So
we wanted to make sure that you got back to your hotel without any problems.
Very nice, Mr. Mayor. I like that. Very nice. You came on the show about 4 years ago. It was right after the New York Times had written a big article about a certain group that lives predominantly in Clearwater. We don't have to get into that right now. But since the time, more and more people keep coming down here from Philly. Are we good? Everybody comes down? Are we nice?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Phillies and our minor league Florida, Clearwater Thrushers in the Florida State League, they're just such interwoven into our community. And what they do for us, a lot of our residents don't realize how valuable of an asset this team is, and this relationship that we've had since 1947 is to the entire community here in Clearwater and Pinellas County.
Now, Mayor Jim Kenney, the mayor of Philadelphia, was down here the other day. Did
I
you get to chat
him.
With him? Yeah.
Yes. We got to visit briefly. And again, that's one of those things that people come down and to vacation, have a nice holiday on our beach that was just rated number one in the country for the second year in a row by TripAdvisor. So we're real proud of our hospitality industry and how they treat our guests, because we don't consider you a guest. You know, we consider you a friend and part of our family.
Well, to that end, Mayor, I was wondering, could you keep Jim Kenney down here? How about an exchange? How about you come be mayor of Philadelphia for a little while? Let him run Clearwater.
He would probably enjoy that much more so than I would enjoy being in Philadelphia in the wintertime. That's for sure.
That's fair. That's a fair point. But he came in here. It was like a commando mission. I didn't even know he was here. Of course, he wouldn't do an interview with me. But then I saw on Facebook he was posing for pictures. And I went, how did he pull this off? How did the mayor of Philadelphia just get in and out of the ballpark like that? Brazier, doesn't he have a big security detail with him, the Philly cops and everything?
I'm not sure. I was not.
You were not privy
to
that?
I didn't see the mayor.
What happened? It was interesting. I was coming up just before we saw you at the park the other day, and one of our police officers came up to me, and he said, Mayor, do you realize that the mayor of Philadelphia is here? I said, oh, well, no, let me go and, you know, tell him hello. So our police officer took him to Mayor Kenney. I think he was just getting ready to have a hot dog or Philly cheesesteak at the stadium.
Did he get a soda while he was in town?
Y'all charge extra for sodas up there.
Well, he started a soda tax up there. Mayor Kritikos,
yeah.
Don't do that down here. Don't do that. Keep your soda prices nice and low.
Right. No, we're not going to do that. We want people to come down here and spend their money, not only at the park, but, you know, buying all those jerseys and supporting the Phillies, but also in our restaurants, having a cheesecake. But, you know, down here, you have to have a grouper sandwich. You know, you can't have a cheesecake.
The hell is a grouper? What is that?
It's one of our local fish that really is like a filet mignon.
Well, if it's a filet mignon, then it's a filet mignon. The fish is, you know.
All right. But I mean, you know, it's the filet mignon of fish.
I saw grouper on the menu last night at the place, and you could do it blackened or Cajun style, I believe, right? Is that how they do it?
Or just broiled. No matter how you take it, it's going to be good. And we most of them come, you know, fresh. They catch them right here in the Gulf. So, like I say, it would be like going to Philadelphia and not ordering a cheesesteak. I mean, you can't do that, you know.
Right. Now, a lot of spring breakers come down here. I noticed there were a lot of young college kids who were down here. And, you know, I fit in with them. Obviously, they were all like, hey, like, come hang out with us, you know. So before I went to bed at 8:30 last night, I was hanging out with some of them. And
it was that jersey that you were wearing. It's a Villanova or Temple or Penn, you know, right?
Right, exactly right, yeah. I would tell you I was
Sal,
a Temple kid
I
down here.
I can't believe that was Sal, right? Okay.
But is it a problem, though, all the spring breakers down here? Are they good? I mean, yeah. No.
Some of the other communities cater to the spring break crowd more than Clearwater does. We're more of a family destination. I mean, we get spring breakers from the colleges, but not like a Daytona Beach or a Fort Lauderdale or a Panama City or a Cancun. Ours is more family oriented.
More family. More families gone wild than girls gone wild, we would say.
Right.
That's good. Mayor, let me ask you another question, too, while I have you on the phone, and that is that this stadium here, this ballpark, which has been, you said that the Phillies have been coming down here since the 40s, are there any plans to invest more money in this? I'm not saying you have to, but I my colleague here was saying that I guess one of the other baseball parks they're gonna add on to. Is there a lot of pressure to keep modernizing these facilities so that the major league teams keep coming down here?
There is. But more importantly, the stadium, you're not going to believe that it's 15, 16 years old. The Phillies, the Threshers, and our employees do an excellent job of maintaining that stadium. It looks like a brand new feel. Dunedin, where the Blue Jays play, are in a complex that if you were to go to the stadium, and you probably have, I know John has, you look at it and it's like a high school stadium, you know.
Right.
So they're doing some upgrades there. Even those upgrades probably won't bring it up to Spectrum Field as it is now. But, you know, the interesting thing about Spectrum, I think the Phillies designed it so it's just like Citizens Bank Park. And the other thing that's neat about it is when it was planned, the players have to walk from the dugout to left field to get to where they're going to change into the clubhouse, because the management of the Phillies wanted to make sure that the fans had the interaction with the ball players during spring training. Having said all that,
that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. But fan expectations change, you know, and over the, you know, over, you don't drive the same car that you drove 15 years ago. You don't have the same cell phone that you had 15 years ago. And chances are you've upgraded your TV and your computer. And there's certain things that need to be made to the Spectrum Field to meet the fan expectation. There's also some things that we have to do in partnership with the Phillies to upgrade the facilities for the players, because it's not just, you just don't show up at spring training anymore. You know, players condition themselves year-round, and this will enable the organization to have, I don't want to say better control, but help the players achieve their highest potential. And that's what all this is all about. And what we're wanting to do is use bed tax, which is the extra tax that you pay on your hotel room, to use that money to help us fund some of these improvements. We have to get support from the county commission, and quite frankly, they're maybe balking a little bit at the number, and we're just having to continue to work with them to find a suitable number that they will be happy with, that the Phillies will be happy with, and the city of Clearwater will be happy with, because we want this relationship that has gone on for 72 years to last another 72 years, and we want to be able to say that the road to the World Series began right here in Clearwater for the Phillies.
All right. Well, listen, if you want to win them over, take my advice. Give them some grouper.
Exactly.
All right. All right. Mayor George Kritikos, thank you, my friend. Appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your
thank
hospitality
you.
While we've been here for spring training.
Good to have you down here. And come back when there's more snow on the ground.
Absolutely. We will do that for sure. All right. Thank you, George.
Take
Appreciate
care.
It. 855-839-1210. Coming up, the president may pardon Paul Manafort just to stick it in the eye of the state of New York. I'll give you my thinking on that and what it means for a potential U.S. Supreme Court case coming down the pike. By the way, Mama Zioli texting me, no way, Grouper is horrible.
Uh-oh.
She just said that. Is that starting like some sort of a war?
I mean, it's the official. That's the official.
I eat Grouper all the time down here.
You do? Yeah. And she goes, and no way, Grouper's horrible.
And she doesn't sound like that. Why,
she just said,
why are you projecting?
Well, you know what it is? They just had a report about this. See, they're having real Grouper because they said it's fresh caught. The fish we get a lot of time, they go, yeah, it's Grouper from Florida. It's not.
It's not.
It's like
great
counterfeit.
White shark. It's great white shark. They say it's Grouper.
Well, it's almost like Forrest Gump with a shrimp, right? There's every kind. You got bronze grouper, you got broiled grouper, you got blackened grouper,
barbecue grouper.
Oh my God!
Wow!
Just deep fry and put cheese on it. We'll make it taste fine. All right. Hey, tell Mama Zioli, grouper parmesan is delicious. All right.
Rich Zioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.